One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Grace means I'm accepted of him. Grace means I'm so blessed, I could never spend the blessing. Grace means I am connected to him. Grace means I have been made rich. He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might become rich. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Grace, somebody say grace.
Grace.
Grace means that I'm surrounded with his love. Grace means I am the focus of his love plan. Listen, I am the object of his love. That's what grace means. That means I've come to know that the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets were made because of me. I wonder what you think about you. What do you think about you? You know why God put you on earth? You know why you're in this world? To manifest his glory. He put you here for a reason. You may be suffering. You may be going through some pain in your life. You may be suffering some hardship in your life. But hear me. God didn't mean it to be so for your life. No matter where you find yourself, he's given you the necessary material in the word of God to come out into the glory. You can beautify your life. It's your responsibility. Somebody looked at the mirror. She stood there, looked at herself in the mirror, and then started crying. She said, I hate myself. I hate myself. I just hate myself. I just hate myself. I feel sorry for you. You know why? Because there are many people in the world to help you multiply that hate for yourself. There are a lot of people who don't see any reason why you should be happy about yourself. There are a lot of people in the world who are ready to help you hate yourself. You already dislike yourself anyway. You say, I wish I would just die. I say, it's true. But let me tell you something. Nobody, mark it, nobody was ever like you. You are the first of you to come into this world. Listen, you are the first of you to come into this world. Don't fail. You are the only one of you that God has. He's never had anybody like you. He doesn't have another one like you. He will never have another one like you. Don't fail. Don't fail. Refuse to fail. It was not a mistake that you came from that family that you came from. It was not a mistake. Maybe by the time you were growing up, your father was a madman in the street. It was not a mistake. There's something about your life. I heard a story one time. Let me tell you about a story I heard one time. Was a story about Winston Churchill. How that he picked a little boy up who was hopeless and homeless. He picked a little boy up and trained him. Sent him to school. His father, actually, Winston Churchill's father, picked the little boy up. His father. And trained that little boy. You remember Winston Churchill? Guess what? That boy, that rascal, that Winston's father trained up, discovered penicillin. And one day, years later, when Mr. Churchill was sick and required penicillin injection, it was this guy's work that saved his life. But his father never knew that one day, the little boy that he picked up will discover penicillin. Why did I tell you that? That boy was a nobody. But when he picked him up, he didn't know this was the savior of his son's life. Every day, God places around us. Listen, you are something. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If only somebody could discover the gold mine in you. If only they knew what was in you. If somebody doesn't help you find out, you do something. Find out. Don't wait too long. There's something inside every one of us. Something big. Big enough to change the world. Something big. You may be here now. You don't even have money for clothes. Not even money for your house rent. You may be there. You live in a little room. Not even enough money to pay. Listen. There's something inside you. If you could only look inwards. And use the word to build that thing up. Let me hear you say, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Hold on. Hallelujah. Mandelebo satakaya. Hallelujah. There's something inside you, brother. There's something inside you. Let it come out. Let it come out. Share it with some derelict somewhere. Share it with a poor beggar somewhere. Share it with somebody. There's something inside every one of us. If only we could get a good miner. I'm a good miner. We need some more. I'm a good miner. I can get the gold inside you. I can help you see the glory of God inside you. That's my job, to help you see the light of God in you, to help you see what you could be. Are you hearing me? To help you see what you can do. Are you hearing me? Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. You're headed somewhere. What you're facing now is little. You're going somewhere. If you're facing any challenges in your life, it came to pass. I said it came to pass. It came to pass. It came to pass. And when it is over, you will still be standing. Glory to God. Woo, glory. Oh, hallelujah. My. He's given us what we require. No wonder he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Worship him, would you? Worship him and thank him. The Lordship of Jesus through the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we worship you, we honor you, we thank you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for your presence. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear the word of God, to be taught by the Holy Ghost, to be strengthened, informed, refreshed, enlightened in your word. We thank you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Sit down. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. The Lordship of Jesus. And we understood from the Word of God that salvation begins with our faith declaration of his lordship in our lives. Until you declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, you do not have salvation. You do not receive salvation. You have to confess the lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. But then that only brings you into the kingdom of God. Then having come into the kingdom, there is a kingdom life to live. There is a kingdom life to live. There's a special kind of life. Do you know that there are many Christians who do not live a Christian life? I don't mean at all that they are sinning. That's what I'm talking about. But that they are not really living a Christian life. What they think they are, because they are kind and good in doing all the nice things, all the right things. So they think that will be all right. It doesn't work that way. One of the things I remember telling you was that a lot of people think that just because they are Christians, because now they are good and kind and nice, good things ought to be happening. And then they don't happen and they wonder why. Good things are not going to be happening just because you're born again. Hallelujah. It's something you have to understand. There is an enemy out there. His assignment, his job, is to stop you from enjoying what belongs to you. You have to know that. That's his job. Things are not going to be beautiful just because you're born again and you're living right. I know a lot of Christians who are living right and they are suffering financially, suffering in their faith life, suffering in their spiritual life, suffering, but they're living right. And some of them are still wondering what the problem is. They say, I do everything I know to do. Why is the devil on my case? Some even pray and say, oh God, please take the devil away. He will not take the devil away. You know what God said? My people perish because they lack knowledge. He didn't say because the devil is strong. He said because they lack knowledge. Hallelujah. All right, now let's begin to look at this. The Lordship of Jesus brings us into salvation. The confession of his Lordship. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Somebody said, I'm out serving God. I'm working for God every day. Why did God let the devil kill my baby? God didn't let the devil kill your baby. God didn't let it happen. I remember one man, you know, he was listening to a message like this one time some years ago. And then the preacher was trying to explain to the people how that they have a responsibility in the faith life. So he got up, he was so offended. And he wanted to leave. The usher said, why are you going? He said, that's the preacher. He said, that man's trying to blame us for everything. So he was upset. Because, you see, he wanted to put the responsibility on God. And the preacher's trying to tell him that the responsibility was his. And he didn't like that. He said, the man's trying to blame us for everything. He said, God, let the devil kill your baby. How do you know that God let the devil? How did God let the devil? Did the devil consult God? And God said it was all right. You say, well, but God was supposed to have been watching. That's what you thought. That's what you thought. He said, didn't he say that he'll take care of us? Oh, yes. But that's not the whole story. I want to read something to you from Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter 3. You there? I want you all to read verse 20. One, two, go. Yeah, go on, finish it. Unto him. Amen. The answer is right there. God didn't let the devil take your job. God didn't let the devil kill your baby. He let the devil kill your wife. God didn't let your business fall. It's not God who let it happen. Look at it. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able. Now he tells us God's able. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, God is able to do it. But then he says he does it according to the power that worketh in us, not in God. The power that God's going to use on your behalf has to function in you. If it's not working in you, it will not work. It will not produce result. So God's not the one letting things happen the way they're happening to you. You are the one. Somebody said, I woke up and found a big growth under my arm. How did it come? The question is not why did it come. The question is, what are you going to do about it? It's not what's happening. It's what you do with what's happening. That the growth came is no problem. It's like saying there's a devil out there. Well, there's a devil out there. What are you going to do about the devil that's out there? Or sometimes the first thing we do, there's a growth. Ooh, let me go to the doctor and find out. Then you get to the doctor, they tell you something you didn't want to hear. It's cancer. Well, why are you touched? Because it's cancer. Why are you afraid? Because it's cancer. Because you've heard about cancer. You heard that it kills. So killer has come home. He said, oh, doctor, are you sure it's cancer? Yes, it's cancer. Oh, God, where did I get it? Oh, God, why did you let it happen? Oh, God. Oh, God, God, God. Well, if you were told, it's nothing, it's just a growth, it'll go by itself. You say, I wondered what it was. See, your life is being run by what the doctor says. He said, but he ought to know, but he's not God. He went to school, they taught him. It's not revelation. Hallelujah. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now some of the things we're learning today will help us know how to put that power to work in us, so that God can do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Then you can just keep walking, enjoying your life, having a glorious time.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since, and it never came out. And from time to time you feel that discomfort from within you, and when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone,
yep,
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here,
yep,
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out! Out!
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Linnisveg 61-19147 Hegvik, Sollentuna Common. Worship with us on Sundays by 11 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, please call 073-733-0570 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.